everybody, it's Gladys back here once again, and welcome to The Bottlefield. This is episode 5, a bi-weekly podcast brought to you by the creative and not-so-creative minds of ProBattlefield.com, where we discuss PlayStation Battlefield news, updates, and events. Joining with me once again, and as always, is Cryptic Panther.
Hey guys!
Doing work.
Heyo!
And we also have a very special guest joining us tonight.
Hey guys, it's Ian, also known as the Battle Girl.
Awesome. So now, you may have noticed the intro is a bit different this week, and that's because we're laying a fallen soldier to rest. Battlefield 4 has officially arrived, and with that, Battlefield 3 is coming to an end. Not for all of us, but for a large number of us that are moving to Battlefield 4. So with that being the case, do we feel that it's a sad goodbye or a good riddance? And Cryptic, I want to hear from you first, because I know you've got some strong opinions here, so what do you think?
Well, it's a bit of both. I mean, there were so many problems out of the gate with Battlefield 3. There was, you know, there was connection issues. There was a lot of VoIP issues that, you know, once they got ironed out, I mean, things were a lot better. A lot of audio in and out. There was a long list of problems. And I mean, there were, like, you know, anyone that's on Reddit knows, like, the constant posts about people having problems. And then, you know, the long time in between patches. But that's like a console price cost issue. Like, I mean, that wasn't, you know, DICE saying, well, fuck you guys, I'm not giving you anything. It was, you know, it cost them thousands of dollars to put a patch out through console, which gladly is changing in next generation. But, you know, I mean, there was problems with netcode, you know, the problem where you run around a corner and you're still getting shot from, you know, the guy that shouldn't be able to shoot you anymore. To, you know, problems, people complain about content, people complain about map sizes, player counts. You know, there's a lot of problems that, you know, it was a constant issue. And I mean, you got to look at it. You're playing on a console that's how many years old? When's PlayStation 3 come out? It came out, what, 7 years ago? You're playing on hardware that's not designed for what Battlefield 3 was capable of. So, I mean, there was a lot of people that, I mean, me myself, yeah, okay, I was pissed at the problems at first. But, I mean, after they got things sorted out, I actually, you know, I put 1,000 hours or more into this game. If I hated it, I wouldn't have put that many hours into it. That's the thing. I mean, like, there was, like, I made a lot of friends playing Battlefield. I'm not going to get right mushy, but I made a lot of friends playing BF3 through Reddit. And between, you know, the amazing, you know, great Battlefield moments everyone talks about to this, the nights of us going on and trolling, there's many videos of that happening. But, I mean, I had nothing to compare it to. I mean, a lot of you guys and gals from Reddit, and, I mean, even most of the people I think on the podcast other than myself play Bad Company too. I mean, I played Battlefield, you know, back in the day on PC on BF2 and 2142. But when it came to Battlefield 3, I had nothing to compare it to on PS3. So, other than Call of Duty, you know, I mean, like, you know, I got a little, you know, I say I came in a Battlefield new, but I left as a shit bucket. So,
you know? And that's the ultimate goal. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, I mean, if the game was that horrible, I wouldn't have put over 1,000 hours into it. But the friends I made online, maybe that helped. But I don't know. I'd say it's a mixed kind of a say goodbye and a good riddance. I mean, we're hoping that Battlefield 4 is not going to carry over a lot of those problems. Hopefully, they got their shit
on next gen at least. Yeah.
Oh yeah, next gen. I know. On current gen, I don't have any comment on it right at the moment. But yeah, I mean, I'm just hoping that, you know, they got their shit together, and when we hit PS4, we're going to be all smiles.
Yeah, and I think I'm in the same boat as you, really. I mean, the highlight for me is, of course, the community. You know, the PS3, BF3 subreddit was, for me, like, really where I kind of blossomed as a Battlefield player and, you know, as being part of that community and everything. So that was really the highlight for me, playing with all the friends that I made there and you guys and, you know, at the clan. So, like, for me, the whole element of teamwork with the quality of the game and everything like that, once they got all those problems fixed, like, I just always had an awesome time, you know. And there's few things that I can think of, you know, thinking back now on Battlefield 3 for the whole life of the game, there's few things that really stuck that were always a problem, You know, like we knew about a lot of the things, and we knew that there was always stuff in development. And DICE really—they, I don't think they ever really left us hanging, you know, on any of the problems. Like they knew about them, and they had something in the works if it wasn't fixed already. So I don't think that there was really any permanent issues. And for me, that's the big thing too, is because you have to support the games that you release. You have to, you know, listen to the community and be involved. You not just say, you know, okay, well the game's out, so fuck it, it's done. You know, like that
Exactly.
support from the developer is huge, and DICE showed a lot of dedication with it, and they got a lot of shit. They really did, because you know, as upset as a lot of us were at the problems that we were having, you know, there was the vocal minority that were just really, really hating it. And you know, we've all seen like the. I remember the Battlefield 3 Facebook page got shut down for a while. There was like pretty much an online riot to where everybody was hating on DICE, and I actually can't remember what it was for at the moment. But it was there was something that was like a huge deal, and everybody was freaking out. And then I actually got banned from posting on there with a couple other people that I know, and I don't, like I said, I don't remember, and I wish I could now that I brought it up too, because I feel like a dick. But
Was
there was
probably
something on
like
there.
the USAS frags or the mass dart. It was probably one of those
No,
sort of things.
I don't think
No?
that it was. That doesn't sound like something that I would
Wow.
feel the need to get on there and post about. But there was something. But anyways, you know, like my point is that they've known about the problems, or if they didn't, then once they started happening and it became apparent that it was an issue, that they had some way to deal with it. So for me, you know, as another highlight is the developer support. They never left it alone. Right up until the last couple months, you know, we got the last patch with the last DLC, and then haven't touched it really since. So, I mean, the game is done, and looking back, you know, putting about 450 hours into it, I had a great time. It had a really great run, and it really put the PS3 through its strides, you know, on what the system was capable of doing. And I think it pushed it right to the end of that line, you know, because as Battlefield 4 has come out for PS3 now, you know, as we're going to talk about later, we've heard, you know, there's lots of issues, and in some ways it seems worse than Battlefield 3, but so far, you know, it seems like the issues that we're having are not the same, but they're at least similar in vein to the release issues that we have with Battlefield 3. Ian, also known as the Battle Girl, we're going to go to you next here. What do you think about Battlefield 3?
Battlefield 3, I just pretty much stopped playing it right before the beta from Battlefield 4. And I haven't played it anymore just because I think I played it enough. I think I put about 1,000 hours into it as well. And I reached Colonel 100. And I don't know, I think I'm pretty much done for now with Battlefield 3. I do miss the community, but I see everybody right now playing on Battlefield 4 on PS3. So, I think I'm pretty much over with the game for now.
Okay. So, I mean, like, overall though, how do you feel though? I mean, is it like Cryptic had said though, is it a sad goodbye, or is it a good riddance?
It's obviously a sad goodbye. It's a little bit of both, like Panther said. I miss the game because I love the game. I was so addicted to it. I was playing constantly. All my free time was pretty much devoted to Battlefield 3. I've never put that many hours into a multiplayer ever. And so it's definitely a sad goodbye, but I'm so excited for Battlefield 4. And I've heard all the discussions about Battlefield 4 and the I'm just so excited for Battlefield 4. I think I'm pretty much over with Battlefield 3 for now.
Okay, so we're close this out on the end of Battlefield 3 discussion. What do you think?
I think you guys all hit the nail right on the head, and the community. I mean, when I started playing Battlefield 3, I had, shoot, I don't know, 10 people on my friends list, and now, you know, if someone wants to request me as a friend, I have to see if I have room. And 90% of those guys and girls are people that I met playing Battlefield 3. It's a fantastic game, and like you said, the developer support. I know that. I feel like if DICE could have patched things faster, they would have. I feel like they they really put their heart and soul into that game, and they took, you know, the PS3 right to the edge of what it was capable of. And I know there's a lot of good and a lot of bad with any game that comes out, but I think that they should be absolutely overjoyingly, you know, just proud of the product that they put out. I think it was a fantastic game, even for all of its flaws. I mean, I've never played a perfect game. I don't know if any of you guys have, but there's always something that I don't like about something. You can't please everybody, you know.
But that's right.
I think they did the best they could. It was a fantastic game. I'm not gonna trade my copy in. I'll probably keep it until they shut the servers down, and every so often I'll have a throwback Thursday. You know, I'll still be around. I'll still be lurking. I still got to get to Shitbucket. All you assholes made it there. And 450 hours, Gladys. I hate you just a little bit more now. I think I'm
at the only play Domination.
No, yeah, that's not true.
Medic Core.
Is it possible to hate Gladys anymore?
I don't know.
You're just mad at that my score per minute's over 900. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I made it to 69 or 70 something. I don't know. I'm close. But you know, I don't care if I ever get there. I never maxed out in Bad Company 2 either. You know, I haven't seen
close.
Lot, but I never made it there.
Yeah, it's not all about the shit bucket, man. It's
not at all. I still like unlocking stuff every so often. It's still handy.
I wish that I still was. And right. I don't mean that in like an asshole. Like I really do. Like that was a real big drive for me, is to try to complete and unlock everything.
That's right.
Not to the extent that, you know, like Spiral went to where, you know, 100% the game or whatever. Like he's got to do everything. That's insane to me. But I mean, I had like some major goals. Yeah, I had some major goals that I wanted to hit, and doing that was definitely thrilling.
Yeah, I think with Battlefield 4 coming out, I'm gonna look at setting a few personal goals. I didn't really have any in Battlefield 3. It took me a long time to learn, you know, like certain things that went on, like ribbons and medals. And like I said, I came into it pretty noobish. So now that I know more about it, so I'm gonna set myself some actual goals to begin with. So give me something to look forward to.
That's cool. Right.
Let's talk about Battlefield 4 on PS3, Gladys. Need a lowdown.
Okay, well, you know, we've heard a lot of information through the forums, through Reddit, and through our personal friends that know it. So, you know, I haven't played it yet. None of us have here during the podcast. None of us have played it yet on PS3, but I have a buddy of mine who does have a lot of great information on Battlefield 4 on PS3. So, Paradise, I have some people who want to know about Battlefield 4 on PS3. What can you tell us?
Thanks. Well, to start talking about Battlefield 4 on PS3, I want to start with performance, because that's what I know a lot of people are worried about. And I would say that performance is about the same as BF3. It doesn't feel any worse, and honestly, it doesn't feel like there are any gains. There are some FPS drops during like heavy battle scenes or the Levolution events, but in general, there are not too many glitches, and I've only been kicked from a few games in the many hours that I've put into Battlefield 4. But even though there were not very many performance gains for the PS3, the game does feel a lot different, and one of the biggest changes I noticed from the get-go were the maps. The maps look great on Battlefield 4. And they've included lots of water into the maps and sand, and the maps look absolutely great. They look, in my opinion, a lot better than the Battlefield 3 maps. And they're also dynamic now. There are small changes you can make, such as raising and lowering guards to keep tanks out of bridges, and other small changes you can make throughout the maps. Also, they've included a lot more vertical fighting in Battlefield 4 that makes the game very interesting on some maps, because you have to be watching not only all your angles, but also the rooftops, and it keeps the game flowing in a good way. Also, the maps are laid out very well. It's obvious that they've thought about where the battles are going to take place, and they've laid out good routes to make the fighting feel very natural, and there are no like bottlenecks like there were in some maps back in Battlefield 3. Also, destruction. A lot of people are worried about destruction. The destruction feels better than Battlefield 3. There's more things to destroy. There are only usually a few key buildings on each map that you cannot touch, but other than that, You can there's lots of destruction. The problems with the maps are that they were not designed for the number of players on PS3. So in many, I play a lot of Conquest. Some of the maps feel too big for PS3. Usually the ones with five capture points, they just feel like I'm running back and forth the whole game trying to capture objectives without getting in any engagements. And Levolution, everyone's heard about Levolution. It is pretty cool, and on some maps it does make a very big change in the map, which is very interesting. Another big change they made for Battlefield 4 is the class system. They have switched some stuff up that I'm sure you guys have heard about, which makes classes like Recon a lot more relevant, and it changes the game, and it also makes me play with a lot of classes that I never did back in Battlefield 3. They've added a few game modes, Obliteration and Defuse, and I love them. The great thing about the new game modes is that it kind of levels the playing field in that we don't have as many people able to play. But honestly, with the with most game modes other than Conquest, you don't need 64 people on a map for it to feel like a good game. Also, the vehicles have been changed up. I'm not a huge vehicle player, but I have played in them a little bit, and they feel better, and they're balanced pretty well. There are going to be a lot of balancing changes, I'm sure, in the coming weeks and months, but honestly, the vehicles feel pretty good as it is right now. Another change is Commander Mode. I've played Commander Mode once, and I was kind of getting used to it, so I'm not really sure how it feels to play it so much, but I had an active commander in one of my games that was helping our squad out, and it helped us out a lot. He was sending down supply drops as UAV support, and it was really cool being able to have like one person focusing all his attention on trying to help your squad out. So that felt really cool. And each class gets some new guns. The engineering class is one of my favorite classes now with all the new launchers they've got. And it's just cool. It's just fun finding out the new features and guns that they've put into Battlefield 4 over Battlefield 3. Now, there are some problems in the game that I've come up with. One of them is the no party system. The new system they have now is pretty cool, but it would really benefit by having a party system involved. The maps can be oversized, that's something I covered, and there's no real performance upgrades. But it doesn't feel just like a DLC to Battlefield 3 or anything like that. It feels like a whole new game. The maps feel great. The gameplay feels really exciting, and I've had some crazy action-packed moments, especially with some of the new game modes that they've laid out. And all in all, I've had a great time with it. And I would say that it's not going to be the same experience as you're going to get on Battlefield 4 or PC. So if you're planning on upgrading to a PS4 soon, I might wait for the whole new experience you're going to get. But if you don't know when you're going to get a PS4 or you want to hop in the battle right now, I would definitely suggest picking up Battlefield 4 for PS3. I think it's a great addition in the series, and I know I'm going to enjoy playing it a lot more. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of information in a very short amount of time. I think you've got us all beat on how much you can pack into just a couple minutes there. That's very helpful. That's a lot of good information from you. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Do you guys have any questions?
Well, you pretty much covered every question I had. I mean, I played a little bit of the beta and I wasn't overly impressed, but like I said, I know the beta was old build, and I was just wanting to hear someone's opinion on the actual game. And if I wasn't buying a PS4 launch or as close to launch as possible, I'd probably be playing on PS3 right now.
One question based on something that you mentioned. You said you got kicked from a few games. Is that from a private server? Do they have the still the same Rena server function?
There are no private servers currently up, and I'm not sure when they're going to get that going, but it should be pretty soon.
Okay. So it's been confirmed, though, that we're going to have the private Rena servers again.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Cool.
And the cool thing with the servers now are that there are tons of options for the servers, including like the ammo pool that I know a lot of people are having a problem with. That actually got turned off on the servers today. So ammo pool was not happening on PS3 today.
Okay. I would say the only other question I have is, we talked about the ups and downs so far. You've actually, like I said, covered a hell of a lot of information in a very short amount of time, both good and bad. I would say, what is like just real quick fire here. You don't have to go into a lengthy explanation, but what's your number one favorite thing and what's the thing that you hate the most so far, the best and the worst?
Okay, I would say that my favorite thing is probably exploring the new game modes, because not only I love game modes like Diffuse, where it's small. Diffuse, if you don't know, is a squad versus squad, where it's kind of like a Counter-Strike bomb system where one team has a bomb, they have to plant it. And game modes like that and Rush, and they change the maps up. So basically, if you play a Rush map on like Paracel, it is completely different than the Paracel Island. You actually play on the carrier. So just finding out those kind of things in the different game modes has been my favorite thing. And my least favorite thing is probably just the fact that the maps are kind of they are kind of sparse, I guess you could say. They've cut down a lot on what I know is going to be in PC and PS4, and it's kind of a bummer that we're not getting the same experience, and it is kind of obvious on some maps.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's I think just about what we had in mind. You know, the new game modes is obviously going to be something we have to explore when we get it, but as far as it being scaled down, and obviously the PS3 and Xbox 360 having the weakest of the ports, that's definitely about what we had in mind. Like I said, man, awesome job. Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate you taking your time out and taking some time to talk to us.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Okay, so what do you guys think? Cryptic, was there anything that was a surprise, anything that you didn't know beforehand, or that he said that kind of changed your mind on anything? Was there any new information for you?
Well, I mean, he covered, you know, pretty much any questions I initially had. Yeah, I was surprised that he said that how well the game looked. I mean, I played beta, and I thought the game looked good, but I still know it was an old build, and I knew it wasn't that shit hot, but to hear him say that it actually looks good on PS3 and the water effects are there, and, you know, that's probably my biggest surprise, hearing the full release actually was visually decent on an old console. That's kind of my biggest surprise.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you, not to make a water pun after that, but yeah. No, but I mean, I'm in the same spot to where it's, you know, I was really, really, like, worried about the PS3 version of it, because it looked awful on the beta. I think that it looked really, really bad for a game that's, you know, working on the next generation of the Frostbite engine that they're using. It should always be upgrading, and to have less destruction in the game, and, you know, like all the vehicles were missing from the other, like from the PC version, and everything is scaled down. Like, you still can't make it look good even without including all this stuff. It was huge to me that it looked as bad as it did on the beta. So it was a surprise in a good way, I think. You know, even though I'm not going to touch the PS3 version, I think that from what we're hearing, you know, from what he's saying so far, the PS3 player is the ones who are going to stay on there at least for a while. You know, I still think that they're in for a treat.
Yeah, they're not handed a secondary product, at least.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so it's not like a garbage port. You know, they're not necessarily getting that afterthought, like, oh yeah, we'll just release it on current gen as well. But you know, speaking of, you know, the PS3, PS4 differences and stuff like that, the upgrade details have been announced from PS3 to PS4. So, Work, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, they announced a while ago, and we talked about this, I think it was in episode 2 or 3 or something like that, Panther mentioned it, I think. So you can get your PS3 hard copy, and it'll have the code in it that you can put into the PlayStation Store on your PS4, and you can get that digital version, but you still have to use the hard disk from your PlayStation 3 version in order to play it on your PS4. And it's been kind of a question as to how it was going to work for digital download versions, because I know that's how I get the majority of my new games now. I prefer to just download them at home and not have to drive the, you know, 40 minutes to GameStop or whatever. So they've come out and they've said that if you download it on the PS3 via the PlayStation Store, you will still be able to go ahead and purchase the PS4 digital version for the $9.99 as long as you have that done by March 28th of next year. So, you know, for those of us who don't want to go to a store, don't want to drive, neckbeards in the basement, whatever the case may be, you know, we have an option now if we want to have it on current gen and next gen. You know, it looks like it's going to cost the same thing either way. You know, $59 is $59 no matter which way you look at it. So
Yeah, well, that's
I think it's cool.
yeah, that's welcome news. That's really a good thing to hear. And again, not that me personally, not that I'm gonna touch the PS3 version, but if I was like really on the fence about it, that would be a big hurdle to overcome there, is that I can still do the digital upgrade for the same pricing format. That's a really cool option, and I'm glad that they put that in there.
Well, that's also was kind of incentive for me. I at one point I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting a PS4 at launch. I was ready to go, and then you know life kind of got in the way on me, and I was like, well shit, I don't know when I'm getting a PS4, and I thought, well you know I'm gonna be without Battlefield. I know I got my Grand Theft Auto, but you know my Battlefield, I played it like I said, like everyone else. We put a lot of hours into it, and a lot of friends. And I'm thinking, well, I still have some friends that I know are on current gen, so I was kind of on the fence of what to do. I had a pre-order. I went back and I canceled my pre-order. Like I was so irritated with the fact that oh, I had to buy a hard copy and then keep my disc and put it in my PlayStation 4. I thought that was so cumbersome and kind of strange. And then after hearing the digital option, I'm like, well, I'll download it and then I'll upgrade, you know, when I get my PS4. But as I sit right now, unless there's an apocalypse, I'm getting a PS4 on launch or as near launch as possible for me. So I'm like you, Baker. I'm not looking to grab it on current gen, but like I said, anyone that you know wants to, that's the best option.
Yeah,
That's
definitely go digital.
yeah. And a big update for me. I know in a previous episode I mentioned that I would be not getting a PS4 until after the first year. Well, things have changed. Karma came around on me for all those good
Yes.
deeds that I do. And I'll be in
Yeah.
there very close to launch now. I'll be jumping to the next generation.
That's awesome news. Fuck you.
Excellent. Yeah. So one of the last updates for Battlefield 4 that we've been trying to slide into one of these episodes here, and it's always been pushed kind of to the back, is another new welcome addition, the new in-game voices. Panther, what information do you have for us on that front?
Well, this comes from an interview that was there a little while ago. Like I said, this was kind of one of the topics that we've been kind of hashing around back and forth. But it's kind of you know, it's not a major thing. It's not, you know, groundbreaking. But it's nice to know that the team just be developing the graphics, the gameplay, levolution. You know, I hate that quote, but it's they're giving you in-game voices. I mean, they've actually worked on improving the experience beyond just, you know, audio and visual. They're actually in-game voices so that, you know, when the dude throws a grenade, you're not going to hear the same comment that you heard in Battlefield 3.
Granada. What?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that was kind of welcome news. I think, you know, they're working on, you know, there's going to be some that are the same. They're reusing some Battlefield 3 audio, but that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, it's kind of like, hey, I remember hearing that last game I played. So it's kind of like, you know, kind of retro. But it's nice to know that they've worked on new voices, new audio. Well, they need it for the Chinese because they're wearing it in Battlefield 3. But all around, all three factions are getting, you know, new audio and new voices thrown in there. So there's going to be some new stuff to hear. You're not just going to hear completely, you know, recycled stuff from Battlefield 3. I'm looking forward to, you know, jumping on Battlefield 4 and hearing everything new, because I know in the beta I was impressed with some of the audio stuff in the beta. Some of the audio did sound really good in the beta. Some of the sound effects were really good. Some of them sounded pretty normal, but some of them I thought were really well done. So I in-game audio sometimes is kind of left in the back burner. Everyone's so worried about visuals, but hearing new soldiers scream crazy stuff is going to be top of my list as well now after hearing that.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the main highlights of the game that we're hearing so far since it's been released is the sound. You know, all the audio for the game, all the effects and the voices and the gun sounds and everything. It's really been a highlight for a lot of players. They really are raving about the sound design. So it's definitely a welcome addition that we get more new voices and stuff like that, as well as the new sound effects. But I think it's definitely a very cool bit. But you know, the thing is, like, it may not seem like a huge deal to some people, but just it just adds more immersion You know, to where it's like, if we only got the same recycled voices and then some random gibberish that would pass off for like the Chinese stuff, yeah. You know, you would notice. You'd just say it was lazy game making that they only That's use right. the same audio.
You know what I'm thinking about? I smell a new FAF game mode coming on. Like, take a shot every time you hear a line from Battlefield 3.
FAF is going to be so dangerous during
32-on-32.
Oh,
FAF.
My
it's gonna
God.
Be apocalypse.
Apocalypse. That's exactly
it. That's got to be the title of the first song.
Just kind of real quick offhand here, and this is totally unscheduled, but do you guys remember what the last number we were at for FAF? Was it like 56 or something like that? Like, I know we hit the year mark, so we got past 52.
It was 57 yeah. or 58. It was, yeah, it was close to the 16 mark. We got over the 55 for sure, I'll say. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but yeah, 55 for sure at least.
Crazy.
So yeah, so once our UK brethren get their hands on a PS4 and everyone's got a little bit of time in, right. hopefully we'll get some scheduled FAFs. Anyone that listens to podcasts that's a Redditor, which most of you hopefully are, definitely keep an eye out for that.
If not, you can piss right off.
Yeah.
56, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the FAF history here.
That's close. Go. Pretty good from memory.
Yeah,
very close.
Yeah, that was fun times, man. I remember starting that up way back.
Yeah.
Now, that was already an established thing. Like, it was already legendary by the time that I finally got in on it.
Yeah.
But definitely had some great times.
Anders and myself. I think one or two, maybe Rudiger or somebody. Three or four dudes with
fucking
the
fucking Rudiger.
Right.
It's all you'd hear on my live streams. God damn it, Rudiger.
Right. Oh, I gotta take a shot.
Right.
Oh man.
All right, so last thing we're gonna talk about here, we've got two subjects left. So the first of which, level cap. A lot of you know exactly who I'm talking about when I say that, but if you don't, he's a YouTuber who specializes in Battlefield content. One of the biggest names in the Battlefield community ever. He put out a video, you know, with some exclusive footage from PS4. What?
Hello.
What? What just happened? I'm sorry.
Nothing. I said after mine.
After yours what?
After your name. After her name. The Battle Girl.
I'm a Gladys.
Oh, now I'm sorry. I'm only two beers in, but yeah,
I
was totally lost.
Because, you know.
No, we're leaving that in.
Yeah, we're leaving that in.
Because we like it raw. That's it. Okay, so anyways, after I've been rudely interrupted, Level Cap put out a video with some exclusive PS4 Battlefield 4 gameplay footage and was really just raving about how awesome it was and that it was a really comparable experience to PC gaming. And he actually, you know, was so enthusiastic about it that he put down an order for a PS4, and a lot of the main reason for that was to play Battlefield 4. And for me and a lot of you other guys, That means a lot. It really does, because he's such a dedicated PC gamer. Like, I didn't know that he played any consoles at all, or that he ever did. I only knew that he really specialized with PC gaming. So to hear that one of the PC master race, you know, is hopping onto the PS4 boat because it feels so natural and it feels great and it looks great and it plays so much like the PC version, that is just incredibly inspiring. And just really, really hypes me up that much more.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean,
he has Battlefield 4 on the PC too, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen those videos, you know, from him doing both. And one of the things that stood out to me from that particular video was he, you know, when he talked about how good Battlefield 4 looked on the PS4, he didn't compare it to Battlefield 3 running on high or Battlefield 3 running on ultra or whatever. He just, you know, it seemed like it wasn't enough of a visual difference between current PC and the PS4 for him to mention that there's a difference in graphic quality. And I thought that was pretty important. I mean, it clearly impressed him. Clearly impressed him.
Well, and like he said too, that there's almost negligible differences. Like, there's almost no difference between the PC and PS4 is what he said. I don't remember the exact wording, so I can't say, you know, quoted, but basically the gist of it was that the PS4 version and the PC version are almost the exact same game.
Well, you got to consider too, he just, if you watch any of his Cop videos, and I do watch some of his videos. I mean, you know, I don't really watch so much M16A3 gameplay, but but I mean, he just finished buying himself, or he just, I can't say he bought it. I can't say whether he did or not, but he just done an unboxing on his channel where he bought an Origin, or he had delivered. Like I said, I can't say he bought it, but he had an Origin PC delivered. And these guys are building all the gaming rigs for all of the EA events, all for the like the Battlefield 4 gameplay you saw was all on Origin PCs. And they run anywheres. The high-end PC he bought is worth like $5,000. So he's playing Battlefield 4 on a $5,000 gaming rig, and he jumps on a $400 console, and he's saying like how good it looks. That was impressive.
Yeah.
And talking about gameplay and visuals, like I said, and he comes from playing on like high-end stuff, like top-quality high-end gaming rigs, to a $400 console, and he's saying how good it is. That impressed me. That made me happy.
Yeah. And one of the points that...
PS4 even more.
Yeah. One of the points that I think I'd brought up during one of the last Battlefield episodes too, or it might have been in one of my private, like, the bullshit episodes, something. Anyways, I talked about at one point sometime, it's documented, believe me, that, you know, the... Totally lost where I was going. Mind fart. Oh my god, that was terrible. That's probably the worst that's ever happened. Wow, I lost it.
Fail.
Whew, it's been a long day. Yeah, damn it, Gladys. Oh my god. What was I saying? I really lost it. I really did.
Oh man.
Just mid-sentence.
That's shit. I'm glad it's you. Glad it's you, not me.
Oh my, that's terrible.
How many beers have you had?
Just two. That doesn't make any sense.
God, I've had a few beers and some whiskey, and I'm not even bad off as you are.
No, I mean I'm not even. I don't even feel tipsy at all. There's like no effect from it. It's just two beers. It's nothing. It's child's play. But like, I totally just lost it. I apologize to everybody. Oh my god.
Oh man.
It'll come to me in like 2 hours, you watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Wait, I got it. Let's come back and redo this. Oh, okay. Anyways, so after that fail, let's go ahead and close it off. There is I think for the first time during a Battlefield episode, we have like an actual real big event that we want to talk about, other than the Battlefield 4 release for PS4. So Ian, also known as the Battle Girl, go ahead and walk us through what the Battlefield 3 marathon is.
All right, so kind of to say a farewell to those of us who are going to PS4, a lot of us from the community, our friends, are staying on PS3. So we're kind of doing a marathon, a Battlefield 3 marathon, and it's going to be on PS3, of course. Wait, that made no sense. I'm sorry. Can I? I'm really nervous. I'm sorry.
You got it. Don't be nervous. I just fucked up for everybody to hear. So you can't do worse. I forgot what I was saying as I was saying it.
Okay. Yes. So glad to say it again. I'm sorry, so that I can know how to.
The Battlefield 3 marathon. Tell us what it is, what it's for, and when it's happening.
Okay, so we're doing a Battlefield 3. Marathon. It's kind of a farewell for those of that are staying on PS3. A lot of us are moving on to PS4, so we want to do one final big event. So it's going to be a 24-hour marathon on November 9th, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all the way to the 10th of November, 9 a.m. And along with this marathon,
yes.
Okay. So
well, okay, tell us like what it's designed for. Like
okay,
what
so
what is the marathon for? What's the goal?
Okay, so with this marathon, we're joining Operation Supply Drop, which is a nonprofit charity designed to build video game care packages for the men and women of the armed forces, both deployed to high-threat combat zones and recovering in military medical facilities in the U.S. If you want to check them out and read more information about them, you can visit their website at operationsupplydrop.org. We'll have the links on the website on probattlefield.com.
Hell yeah.
Yep. So basically,
it's
I'm
just
sorry, guys.
It's all good. Look, I don't know. I think I'm the only one here with military service. Not to knock anybody, but I've seen firsthand. I've been out on the lines. Been forward deployed, and I've seen guys. I go to the what is it called? The McGuire Clinic down here for VFW events and to help out veterans and stuff like that. And Operation Supply Drop is awesome. I mean, they're not a huge charity like the Wounded Warrior Project or anything like that, but what they're doing, it really helps people, man. When I was in, there's not much going on when you're deployed. And a lot of guys take to doing a lot of bad things to pass the time, and what these guys are doing, sending these video game care packages out there, this is really, really helping people, and it's an awesome thing. And also, November 10th happens to be the Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah! So that's awesome too.
There
So play your damn Battlefield, people. Get on,
you
take part.
go. Yeah, so it'll
Definitely.
be a final hurrah for Battlefield 3 for all of us that are moving on. It'll be a salute to the troops, kind of a thank you to them. You guys can donate as well. We'll have a link up on the probattlefield.com website posted with this Battlefield episode. So I mean, we'll have links. Get on and join us. We'll be hopping in and out of service all day. I will officially be on vacation. So I will definitely be gaming
Oh,
all
shoot.
day. Yep, there we go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be on all day as well. I'll try to actually be there for 24 hours. I don't know if that's possible, but I'm going to attempt it.
I think
I
I'm going to
like
attempt it as well. Because, like I said, I'm on vacation, so I got shit to do.
it.
I am definitely going to be knocking the dust off my copy of Battlefield 3 because it is dusty as hell. Just the good old logic of Grand Theft Auto. I mean, that's I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, I'm the only Canadian that's on the
Oh, thank
podcast
God
as of
for
right
that.
now. Come on now. As of right now, but I'm gonna do my best and put as much time in as I can. I don't have 24 hours to donate. I wish I did. But life gets in the way sometimes. But yeah, come on out and let's knife some motherfuckers.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what I'll even do too, as well. And I don't know if you guys want to match me, but I'll go ahead and put the ante down. I say I get paid on the 7th, so the 9th for this. Every round that we win, I will donate $1. How about that?
Awesome.
Hey,
I
there you
like it.
go.
Awesome. I'm
There
in.
you
Yeah,
go.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah
do it. And
So let's do
whenever I
this.
get out on the Twitter page, I don't know about you guys, but I'm sure I will. When I hop on, go ahead and shoot that tweet out. You guys want to
Yeah,
catch up with us?
I'm gonna do the
and
same.
we also on probattlefield.com have the links to all of our individual Twitters, and we always post it with the Battlefield episode in that link as well. So if you guys don't have us followed on Twitter yet, the links for those will be in the video section of probattlefield.com.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah, follow us.
Yeah, follow us
Yeah.
already.
Get
We
your shit
need
together,
more
people.
stalkers.
Yeah, right? I love stalkers.
I don't feel like there's enough eyes looking through the window right now. You guys need to help.
Not enough.
No.
See if your eyes can creep me out.
I really doubt it.
Probably not.
I'll donate $1 for that too.
That's right.
All right, that'll pretty much wrap it up here. I think it's been a pretty successful episode, and we actually have had two guests on this episode, so I'm very happy about that. Ian, thank you for joining us, for giving us
Thank
some of
you
your time.
guys for having me.
Yeah,
It's been a
absolutely.
pleasure.
Absolutely. Make sure you guys check us out at probattlefield.com. You can follow us at ProBF Gaming on Twitter. And thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll see you guys in the next episode. Our next episode should be rolling out, we'll say, on the 16th, is hopefully when we record it, so which will be right after the release of PlayStation 4 and Battlefield 4 on next gen.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Hopefully we'll give you those day one impressions and what we think so far, and it should be pretty good.
Hell yeah. Big thanks to Paradise as well for the
definitely
super awesome info on PS3 VF4 as well.
Yeah, super awesome. Excellent. Yep, so thanks everybody for listening. Like I said, check out all those links, and we will see you guys all during the 24-hour charity event. Make sure you're following us on Twitter so you can see where we're at those specific times. So that'll about do it. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you on the battlefield. Take care.
Take it easy.
Later.